From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama in Vietnam. President Obama has been welcomed in Vietnam decades after the two countries were arch enemies during a bitter war. Mr. Obama spoke alongside Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quan at the Presidential Palace in Hanoi.
I believe that the relationship between the Vietnamese people and the United States can be one of the most important in this critical part of the world. And I believe that the upgrade in our ties that we've achieved today will deliver greater security, prosperity, and dignity for both of our peoples for many decades to come.
President Obama today lifted a decades-old arm export embargo on Vietnam. Iraqi forces have launched a major offensive to retake Fallujah, ending a months-long siege of the city. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Iraqi forces were approaching a moment of great victory. He appeared on Iraqi television saying, "I'd like to announce to the Iraqi people that the Iraqi flag will be hoisted over Fallujah. We will tear up the black banners of the strangers who usurped this city. The time to liberate Fallujah is ripe. Iraqi forces are approaching a moment of decisive victory." He says there's no other way for Daesh militants other than to flee. "We are determined to achieve victory." Fallujah was the first city in Iraq to fall to Islamic State militants in January of 2014, and the group is well entrenched. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. And Mr. Obama urged the Taliban to join the Afghan government in a reconciliation process. This is VOA News. A visit by a top U.S. military commander to northeast Syria to confer with Kurdish commanders and plot the next stage in the battle against Islamic State group has provoked the anger of Syrian rebel commanders who accuse the Obama administration of giving up on the Syrian revolution. In interviews with VOA on Monday, the Syrian rebels warned that the U.S.-led international coalition strategy is creating the circumstances for future sectarian violence between Arabs and Kurds. The warning came in the wake of an unannounced 11-hour trip to Kurdish-controlled northern Syria on Saturday by General Joseph Votel, the commander of the U.S. Central Command. General Votel told Pentagon correspondents who accompanied him that the U.S. had to work with the allies it has on the ground against ISIS and that the defeat of the jihadist group remains for Washington the clear military priority, not the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has warned the media against speculating about what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804, killing all 66 people on board. The Airbus A320 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris early on Thursday. Investigators said smoke was detected in the cabin before the plane crashed, but aviation analyst Scott Hamilton of Seattle-based Liam Company tells VOA that it remains inconclusive as to a possible cause of the crash.
"We don't have enough information to draw any conclusions whatsoever. The reports also indicated there was smoke in the electronics bay in the forward lavatory, but that's all we know. We don't know if there was open fire. We don't know how extensive the smoke was. We don't know if the smoke was incapacitating. We just can't draw any conclusions at this point."
Egypt's aviation minister has said that a terrorist attack is a more likely cause for the crash than technical failure. A two-day UN-hosted first-ever humanitarian summit gets underway today in Istanbul, aimed at devising a comprehensive strategy for dealing with an estimated 60 million displaced people in the world. Jan Eliasson is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
"We have to stand up for international humanitarian law. We have seen a decay, a lack of respect for international humanitarian law, which is causing enormous damage to the world. Civilian populations are not protected. Hospitals and schools are attacked. We want to have a strong reminder, a strong call for respect of international humanitarian law."
UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien called it a once-in-a-generation opportunity to set in motion an ambitious and far-reaching agenda to change the way suffering can be alleviated. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.